Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, Mike Dubusky. Mike, tech reporter, want to get started with one of the big news items this morning. Just a couple of minutes ago, learning about massive layoffs at Amazon and hiring freezes as well. What can you tell us about what's going on at Amazon?
Yeah, that's right. So Amazon has announced that it's going to cut about 14,000 jobs from its corporate workforce. According to a statement from the company, they're focused on reducing bureaucracy, removing layers, and shifting resources. A representative for the company told ABC News that they really want Amazon to start behaving like a big startup, to be more nimble, and that requires reducing staffing. However, those 14,000 people account for about 4% of Amazon's total workforce, which we believe is about 350,000 people in total. Interestingly enough, this is actually a slightly smaller reduction in workforce than what had been initially reported yesterday, which put the number closer to 30,000 people. But regardless, guys, this comes against the backdrop of a big automation push from Amazon. CEO Andy Jassy was recently found to have said in an internal memo that he wants a lot of the company to be run by artificial intelligence, specifically AI agents, technology that has agency. It can go out and actually accomplish some things. The World Economic Forum recently found that about 40% of employers plan to reduce staff and replace them with AI. This does appear to be part of a larger trend, guys.
Should distribution centers here in Western New York be worried?
So for now, it appears that this is mainly focused on the white collar sector. So parts of Amazon that mainly focus on HR, operations, devices and services, that type of thing. So warehouse workers and the like, it's not, you know, we shouldn't, you know, generalize. We don't actually know specifically, you know, what roles are being affected here. But it does seem to be focused mainly on kind of the white collar part of Amazon. So, you know, unclear if they should be worried at this point. I do think that Amazon has been making a big push into automation in their warehouses and in their factories. While it applies to robotics a little bit more so than AI, that is something that we've been tracking over the last few years. However, you know, as of right now, this does seem to be in kind of the corporate suite a little bit more than the warehouse.
Okay, we'll continue to watch what exactly this might mean in the future. You know, AI, it's not just making news with how things are changing here in Amazon, but just about everywhere. And every week, it seems like, Mike, we're talking about something new with AI. Now ChatGPT out with a new report on how much it's changing different parts of us.
Yeah, our mental health specifically. And this is a really interesting new form of data that we're getting from OpenAI. We haven't seen this from a major artificial intelligence company before. They released really our first ever look at AI psychosis data. And this is, you know, a trend that we've seen emerge over the last few months and years of people spending extended periods of time with AI chatbots and experiencing negative mental health outcomes, things like paranoia, delusions, other mental health crises. They found, according to OpenAI, that 0.07% of ChatGPT users experience potential signs of psychosis or mania, and 0.15% of users have conversations that include explicit indicators of potential suicidal planning or intent. 0.15% again showed potential heightened levels of emotional attachment to ChatGPT. Now, those do seem like small percentages in the grand scheme of things, but when you widen that out to the amount of people who use ChatGPT every week, OpenAI estimates that's about 800 million people weekly. That means that about 500,000 people, by their own estimates, are showing signs of mania or psychosis after extended exposure to ChatGPT. Nearly 2.5 million people are potentially expressing suicidal thoughts or talking to this chatbot over the advice of friends and family.
it's so disturbing to hear that. I mean, it's like people think they're having relationships with AI, right? In a lot of these cases.
That is a huge part of this. People, turning to these AI chatbots, which are in large part programmed to be positive, right? To be friendly, to kind of pump you up, to reinforce your thinking, you know, occasionally, often in some cases, at the expense of the truth or at the expense of reality. And that's where you see some of these paranoid delusions start to emerge. And guys, some of them have had really dark outcomes, people cutting off communications with their friends or their families, disappearances in some cases, or even in very extreme cases, people harming themselves or others. In fact, OpenAI is being sued right now by the parents of a teenager who took his own life after extended conversations with ChatGPT. Now, it's worth mentioning that on the one hand, many of these cases that have been reported over the last few months do come from people who have a history of mental illness or trauma in their past, which plays a role, of course. And OpenAI does, you know, and has for years directed people to mental health resources if the chatbot senses that they're going down a dark path. But that is an imperfect solution. These chatbots do hallucinate. They make mistakes, as we all know. And OpenAI does say in this latest release that their latest technology improves upon this problem. GPT-5 is kind of the engine that underpins ChatGPT. It also underpins a lot of their other tools. They say that this latest technology, which was released earlier this year, reduces undesired answers between 40 and 50% compared to the previous model. They've also cross-referenced all this data with about 170 scientists, primary care physicians, and psychologists, who basically say they don't always agree, but that it is better than it once was when it comes to directing people to the proper resources when they appear to be going down a dark path.
And another new term to learn, AI psychosis. Yeah. It feels like I'm learning a new term every single time we talk, Mike.
Yeah, this one is, really does underscore, guys, just how many people use these services and how negative the outcomes can be, especially after extended use. The generative AI industry has always said this, that these systems are really good for, the first couple minutes, but if you talk to them for hours or days at a time, as is the case in some of these stories, then things start to fall apart, right? Their safety protocols start to fall down, the walls and the guardrails start to fall down, and that's where you start to see these chatbots reinforcing really negative thinking, and we're seeing some of the effects of that right now.
Wow, really eye-opening stuff. Mike, thank you.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Tech reporter Mike Dubusky with us on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.